For the first time in Philadelphia history, a black woman will lead as mayor, which is much like becoming the CEO of a company. WHYY's Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza spoke with local business leaders about this fresh face in Philly leadership.
Philly bookshop owner Janine Cook says she doesn't know what it's like to have a woman in charge of the city.
We have no idea what that means and what that will look like and how that's going to challenge us as a city, how it's going to evolve us as a city. We have no frame of reference for it yet.
For Joanne Bell of the Black Women's Leadership Council, Parker's appointment brings mixed emotions of hope and worry, especially in a political climate that's hostile to women's rights.
You know, a lot of us have been around for the past four or five. So it is an excitement, but let me also say there's a nervousness.
Real estate developer Leslie Smallwood Lewis is optimistic because of Parker's enthusiasm.
There's a lot of great things that can get accomplished here. And I really do love her energy because I think we need that. That's been lacking.
Businesswomen such as law firm chair Jamie McCann says Parker needs to be lifted up without undue criticism for mistakes.
I think the mayor comes into her job with a lot of goodwill, a lot of positive attitude, a lot of people who want to help.
With a Democratic governor, new mayor, and improving economy, now is the time for change, says Science Center CEO Tiffany Wilson.
We all, as business leaders in the community, kind of have a choice to step up and step into it and try and make a difference, or not. But now's the time. If we can't do it now in Philadelphia, I don't know when we can do it.
Business leaders in the city of brotherly love will be watching for how they fit into a Parker administration. Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.